Best of five starting on home ice for Vegas.
After a couple of back-to-back wins by the Wild, where they took a 2-1 lead. After they all get off to a 2-2 start, last night Dallas with a big win at home against Colorado. So they send that series back 3-2. Johansson moves in, shoots, save made by Hill, and it trickles just wide. Got just enough of the puck to keep it outside the right post.
Early 2-on-1 there for Minnesota. Hanifin, D-man, gets caught at the blue line. Minnesota breaks out in a 2-on-1. Big save there from Hill.
Egan Kolesar lost it to Foligno, who has a goal in 3 consecutive games. Goudreau gets it to the goal line. Foligno taps it on net. Save made again by Hill. And it's cleared by Tanner Pearson. Matt Zuccarello up top. Kaprizov into the bumper. Gave it away to Eichel. And Eichel, rather than just clearing, he's going to look to create offense shorthanded. Eichel leans in. Centering pass. Score! Carlson! A shorty! Driven to the net by Eichel for the lead.
Much room 5-on-5 in this series, but he creates on the penalty kill. Does a great job collapsing there on the slot. And then it's off to the races. He gets his head up right away to try to create some offense. Holds off Kaprizov. Recognizes that it's Boldy playing D. Slips it through to Carlson. He buries it for his first of the series.
We wondered when Eichel would make an impact. He just did. That was by far his most impactful moment of this series so far. Eriksson Ek back across the line. As the power play continues for Minnesota, Kaprizov scores! The one-timer! What a pass from Zuccarello! The answer! And we're tied at 1.
Yeah, big block from Rossi. He's been so effective on that so-called fourth line. I'm not sure I'd call it that, but
Saad shoots off the shaft of the stick of Gustafsson.
Bruce Cassidy shuffles him up a little bit and gets rewarded.
Spurgeon shoots off the post! And it's behind Hill and behind the net. 28 minutes a game so far in this series. And was number 4 in the NHL in time on ice during the regular season as well. As Eichel on the attack again. Stone fires. Score! Off the feed from Eichel. His second assist. Stone with a blast. And Vegas has the lead back.
Eichel is skating tonight. He's moving his feet, getting to loose pucks. And Stone's going to come off of the bench here as Dorfiev gets for a change. And Minnesota loses him as he comes off the bench. Eichel finds him. Stone with the one-timer. And as he hits this, good screen in front of the net as well by Carlson.
It is a good goal. It was a good goal.
So Eric Furlatt delivers the ruling. And Toronto agreed with you and Jax.
Yeah, I don't like that challenge from Minnesota. And now you're shorthanded.
Dorfiev led the Vegas Golden Knights in goals scored this season. It's snapped across to Eichel. Wrist shot, kick save made by Gustafsson. And it's swept out by Eriksson Ek.
Good save there from Gustafsson.
Hill slows it. Eriksson Ek skates onto it. Lost it to Carlson. Carlson chips it around Merrill. Carlson moves in. Blocker save made by Gustafsson.
This was Carlson's play here. CZ has a step on Merrill. Just chips it to an area. Skates onto it. So that only matters if your top line's doing what they're supposed to do. And tonight Vegas is doing that.
And right away we have a penalty to start off the second period. Cross is Zuccarello. Rink wide, Boldy. Spurgeon the trailer, one-time drive, save made in front. Another save by Hill on the rebound. A good look by Kaprizov, and in the blue paint, a scramble for it, and Aiden Hill found it.
As this shot comes in, you can see Minnesota's power play. They're just trying to get pucks to the net. The first one's blocked by Whiteclaw, but that rebound goes right to Kaprizov. As Hill recovers, gets square to that shot, holds it hard under his left pad there as Eriksson Ek is
off to Kolesar, leaves it for Howden streaking in. Backhander, save made by Gustafsson. The rebound played by Howden. And off the shoulder of Gustafsson, a terrific save and a great pass that Dorfiev almost took advantage of his career.
Howden chases this puck down, finds Dorfiev coming off of the bench. But Gustafsson going from his left to his right, makes a big save with his arm.
Off to Theodore. And now Eichel on the wall. Down to Mark Stone, delays, right back to Eichel. Into the bumper, shot on net, save made by Gustafsson on hurdle.
a couple of these power plays. You see Boldy left of your screen. He's worried about Dorfiev. That leaves that center of the ice wide open.
That's off Gaudreau in front. Under 4 minutes to go in the second period. Spurgeon skates to stick. Middleton tries again. A drive. Save Hill. The rebound Gaudreau. Another save by Hill. And he covers.
Second period, but he's had a couple key saves here late. As Middleton gets this to the net, Hill gives up the rebound, but he's right there to stop Gaudreau, who pounces on that rebound.
And Vegas is 11-0 since 2021 when leading through two periods at home in the playoffs. To make matters worse for Minnesota, they have lost 40 in a row in the playoffs when trailing after two. So didn't get through. It looked like Spurgeon got in the way. Here's the outlet to Marco Rossi. Kaprizov to the net. Wheels. Kaprizov holds. Finds a trailer off the outside of the post. Snapped into the slot. Trying to force one to Kaprizov was Rossi.
This was right before the goal. Kaprizov finds Foligno, who just misses the net. As Aiden Hill swimming around.
A little over 3 minutes gone by in the third. Boldy to the front of the net, crashing the net, and it just goes wide. Hill lost his stick. He's back in his crease, and now, with his teammates taking the puck the other way, Aiden Hill can go get his stick.
Yeah, he wanted a penalty call, or at least a whistle blown as Boldy ran into him there.
Boldy drives the net again. Boldy scores! We are tied! What an outlet pass. Eriksson Ek found Boldy. He drove the net, and we're deadlocked at two.
And then Boldy uses his sides on Pietrangelo here, shields off his stick, and then just chips it over Hill's glove.
Faber tied up in the corner. Riley Smith tries to fight his way through that check. Brodin protecting the post, played it right back to the corner. Now Johansson there for support. Smith a takeaway out in front, sweeping out at wall. Foligno clear the zone. Barbashev tries to keep it alive. Hartman races forward, joined by Nyquist. Hartman to the net, save made by Hill. The rebound, score!
Looks like there's another challenge happening here. I don't know if Vegas is challenging for goaltender interference.
After coach's challenge, the play was offside at 1:19. No goal.
Wow. Nick Waugh, 5 seconds to go. Waugh across the line. Waugh shoots. That was blocked by Middleton. And that will end regulation. Tied at two. We will go to overtime.
One of these teams is going to be facing elimination come game six.
Next goal wins as we begin overtime. Brodin ahead to Kaprizov, who got kept alive by McNabb. Eichel calmly hands one off to Carlson. And now it's Mark Stone. Seam pass. Theodore down low. Just off the outside of the post. A snapshot from Eichel. He didn't get a ton on it. And it's swept free by Eriksson Ek. Turned right back, center circle to Eichel. He'll hand it back to Braden McNabb. Eichel again, across to Stone. Stone takes it to the goal line. Centering pass, save made by Fleury. Where is it? And it's handled by Kaprizov.
Eichel couldn't get a lot on that. Then Stone sees bodies in front and just fires it, hoping to hit a shin pad or a skate.
Pearson, controlling the puck with his skates, kicks it along. It emerges. Nick Hague plays it behind the net, out in front, score! It's over! Howden off the one-touch feed! Vegas wins it in overtime!
It's a 3-2 series lead. It all starts with a pinch down the wall from Hague and Pearson, who was not in the lineup to start this series, makes a beautiful backhand pass. Right to Howden in his wheelhouse. He goes far side, top corner. To end this one in overtime. Vegas, 3-2 series lead, has a chance to go to Minnesota Thursday and close this series out.
His second career playoff overtime game winner. And his third goal of this series. He had a couple in the opener. Red Howden wins it. And now this series will go back Thursday to Minnesota.